Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, All Things Were Created by Him and for Him, Already in Progress.
If you know the ground is there to stand on, you can walk by faith. If I know that, if I can't see nothing down there, but I've been over this trail before, I'm going to be like, you know, I know y'all all heard the joke about the Church of Christ and the Methodist preacher and the Baptist preacher, right? That's out fishing. Y'all hadn't heard that? They were out fishing, you know, and so this the Baptist preacher, he needs some more bait. And he takes his little boat and he just said, well, I'm out of bait. I need to run over to the shore. So he just steps out of the boat and he just walking like this, you know. And he goes over there. He gets his bait and he comes back, walks back, gets in the boat. And this Church of Christ guy's thinking, now how in the world did he do that? He walked on the water. The Methodist guy in a little bit, he said, I'm out of bait. I need to go get some. So he steps out of the boat and he's walking and he goes over and he gets some bait and walks back. And a little bit, the Church of Christ guy, he runs out of bait too. He said, okay. I don't want to be a dummy. If them boys can walk on water, I know I got as much faith as that Methodist and that Baptist preacher. I know I have. I'm going to walk on water. So he steps out of the boat and down he goes. I mean, just right down to the bottom. He comes back up, gets in the boat, and steps out again. After about the third time, the Baptist said, you reckon we ought to tell him where the rocks are before he drowns? See, some of us know where the rocks are. They're a little bit further down in there than you can see, but we know where they are. And if you've been over that trail, you know Jesus is the healer. You still got to step out in faith, but you know there are rocks down there. And so you can step on that rock by faith because you know that God is the healer. And some people don't know that, so they don't know where to step. So they step in the water, and if you're not careful, they'll drown before they find the answer. I got so tickled at a young lady a while ago, I won't mention her name or anything, but she's trying to get rid of her headaches. And she says, she's talking to me about praying. I said, well, your husband needs to pray for you. And she's, you know, learning how that all works, about the husband being the head of the wife and that he needs to be the one to pray. And she said, well, if I'm praying and I'm trying to get rid of my pain and I take an aspirin, is that okay? I told her, no, that's not okay. She said, oh, my goodness gracious, you mean I can't take an aspirin? I said, that's unbelief. I said, if you want to never get healed, just keep taking an aspirin and you won't get healed. Somebody said, no, I think you're crazy. That's okay. Let me tell you, I remember the day I had the back trouble. How I did it, I'd heard the scripture where it says, when you pray, you got to believe with no doubt in your heart. I was bent over a car one day working on it, doing something, and I went to straighten up, and man, like you hit me across the back with a 2x4. I stood there just shaking. And in a minute, I said, you know, God, your word cannot be wrong. I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to walk off, and I'm going to have no pain. Now then, you know, most people think you're crazy. You're in excruciating pain. I push myself up, and I stand up, and it's like a board is hitting me in the middle of the back with a nail in it. My goodness, I said, Lord, your word is true. Turned around, I took one step, and my lands, let me tell you, as I stepped out, that pain was severe like I've never seen. And I said, I'm going to do this in the name of Jesus. And I took that second step, and when I did, the pain was half gone. By the time I got the third step, the pain was completely gone, and I've never had another back pain to this day. You know how difficult it was to do that? I mean, I'm in excruciating pain. I'm hurting. You know what I mean, don't you, Mike? You've been there in that pain like that, haven't you? Yes. I'm telling you, you got to learn when Jesus said when you pray, you got to learn how to pray with no doubt in your heart. No doubt. You got to believe I am God and that I will do what I say I will do. And if you don't believe that, it won't happen. It won't be easy. He's training you how to overcome. Just think. Jesus said, as the Father sent me to be an overcomer, and I overcame. So because I'm an overcomer, he let me sit with him in his throne. How would you like to know one day you're going to get to sit beside the master on his throne? Would that be a good deal? Yes, that would be a good deal. So he says, as the Father sent me, and I overcame. Did Jesus overcome? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Was it easy? Oh, my goodness, he overcame. I mean, have any of y'all ever seen The Passion? Oh, my goodness. Is that awful or is that awful? It's more than awful. But he passed his test. I got a feeling none of us here could have passed that test. None of us could even have come close. But he passed that test. But he says, as I overcame, the Father let me sit with him in his throne. So see, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, right? That's where he's at because he overcome. He said, now I'm sending, as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. And as I'm sending you, now you go and you overcome. And for each one of you that overcome, I'm going to let you sit with me in my throne. Do you think you're going to get to sit beside Jesus without a fight? Do you think that it's going to be, he's going to let you sit there without having to run that race? No, it's going to be a battle. But for all of you that overcome, any of us, all of us, every one of us that overcome, only the overcomers are going to get to sit by him in his throne. And he's going to welcome us to that. Wow. And besides that, there's five crowns. All these problems that we go through in life. You know, some people, it seems like they never have a problem. You know, they just every day, everything's going good. You know, no problems. Always got plenty of money in the bank, you know. Got a nice car to drive and nothing goes wrong. Children are all good and healthy and nothing, there's no problems. But then all of a sudden you run to the next family and it seems like they can't never get ahead. They have no money. They're struggling every day. There seems always be something wrong with their children. There's one of them sick all the time. Do you know people like this? What is causing all these problems? What is the problem on earth? Well, you know, first of all, we got to talk about there is a group of well-trained beings running loose on this earth that's invisible, that you can't see. And most people don't believe in demons. We call them demons. Wicked spirits in the heavenlies. But there's wicked spirits. They're here, aren't they? And, you know, most people, you ask the average person, do you think that you as a Christian, even you ask a PhD in the seminary, and I've done this many times, so I can say this, that do you believe that me as a born-again Christian, is it possible for me to have a demon living inside my flesh? And you know what the answer will be nearly every time? No, you cannot. Absolutely not. Well, let me tell you, that's not true. You can definitely have one. You can have a multitude of them. In fact, the most demons I've ever seen in one little girl was 2,823 demons in one little woman. And it took us 7.5 hours to kick every one of them demons out. But that's because I didn't have enough faith. After I got enough faith, I could do the same thing in one command. Isn't that something? Seen it happen. These evil spirits, they're running around all over the earth. That's just like the Proverbs when it says that, you know, the man that goes out and runs around with a woman he ain't married to, it's like he's waiting for an arrow to be fired at his liver. And his liver shall be pierced with a dart. Somebody read that and say, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means there's an invisible being out there called a demon. And if you sin, he knows what his legal right is. So you take a family that raises their children, and they may not understand all these principles, but a family that goes to church, a family that the daddy reads the Word of God to his children on a regular basis, he may not understand these principles, but I guarantee if that family, in the process of reading the Word of God, if they will walk in obedience to what they read, and the children will obey God, and they will obey their parents and all these things, and do what the Lord says, those children will not hardly ever have any sickness. You know, they just won't have. In fact, I saw on the Sid Ross show the other day something that I've never seen outside of this church. I've never seen anybody say what this lady said on this show. She's a born-again, spirit-filled woman of God. Her and her husband are in ministry and everything. And she left her two daughters and her little son, I think he's 12, 14, whatever he was, at home and told the boy, now I'm going to leave you at home with your sisters. I've got to go out and do some ministry work. Do not go outside of the house since I'm not here. I mean, that's pretty hard to mess up, isn't it? I mean, daddy, mama says, do not go outside the house. What does that mean you got to do? You got to stay in house. If you don't do that, what are you going to do? You're going to break her command, right? In other words, you have just become a sinner. And so you've opened the door to a devil. So this little boy, he didn't understand this principle. The mother did. She was a well-informed woman, I will have to say. So she goes off on a ministry trip or downtown to whatever, doing something that day. And in a little while, a 10 or 12-year-old boy, I mean, if he's out at home and his two sisters in there, if they're doing something, watching TV or whatever they're doing, where do you think that 10 or 12-year-old boy is going to be? Oh, he's going to go outside and have fun. I mean, you sound like you might have raised a couple of boys, huh?
Yeah.
You know what they do, don't you? So they go out, so he goes outside, and of course, as he's running around playing, he doesn't think a thing about, Mama told me to stay in the house, but you know, it's a beautiful day, so there's not a problem of disobeying Mama. He didn't really see it as disobeying Mama. He just wanted to go outside and play. And as he's going along there, there's a big old gallon jug sitting there, plastic jug, and so he walks up like any boy, and he kicks the bucket, knocks it off across here, and goes over, has so much fun, he goes over and does it again. Now then, he's stirring this up. He doesn't know this has got acid in it. Has no idea that it's building pressure in the sun as he's shaking it around, kicking it around. So in a little while, he does like most boys. He reaches down, picks up the jug, and guess what he does? Takes the lid off. As soon as he cracks the lid, guess what happened? All that acid blows all over him. Blows in his eyes and his face, everything. Somebody would say, that's just a coincidence. No, this boy broke God's rule. He broke God's rule. His mother understood that. They finally got the mother, the girls, when they found out about it, because it burned his skin. I mean, it had burned his eyes. He had all kinds of problems. When the girls found out about it, they called mother. Mother come running home as fast as she could. When she got home, she told him, she said, oh man, he looked awful. Had burns all over his face and everything. She said, I'm going to wash you up, and I want you to run in there and take a shower. But she said, the first thing you got to do, what were you doing outside? Did you not remember that I told you to stay in the house? Yes, mother, I know. She said, then you broke my rules. You did not keep my commandments. So you are guilty of sin. And that's what gave the devil the legal right to put this acid in your face and to put out your eyes and burn your skin. I ain't never heard nobody say anything like that in my life except out of this church. But I heard it. She sent him into the bathroom. Said, you go in there. And now, first of all, he repented. Said, Mama, I'm sorry. I didn't realize, you know, that I really needed to stay in the house, but I do remember you told me to stay in the house. So I repent, Mother, for not doing what you told me. She said, get in there in that shower and take a shower. He goes in there and turns the shower on, turns the water on, and all of a sudden he opens his eyes. He can see perfect. He looked at the mirror there, and in his face, it is completely, totally healed in 1 minute. Which one of you ever would have thought, when one of your children disobey you, before you pray for them, have them confess their sin? Nobody thinks about that. I mean, we're interested in getting the child healed, but we don't think that it happened because, in other words, that boy gave one of these demons that's running around out there with the fiery darts. You ever read about the fiery darts? He gave him legal right. And when children break the law of God, they open the door to the evil one.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, All Things Were Created by Him and For Him, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.